Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Nonviolent Seaford, a community organization dedicated to promoting nonviolence and justice, is holding an art crawl in downtown Seaford next week. The event will feature artwork depicting visions of peace from more than 20 young Seaford-based artists, as well as poetry, music, art workshops, and more. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Colin McKinnon caught up with Nonviolent Seaford's coordinator, Beth Kopicki, for more on the organization's art crawl.
Your organization is still fairly young, but you told me ahead of this that you've met a lot of great people in the community and that you've been able to build some really rich partnerships. So let's start there. Tell us about those partnerships and how the past year-ish has been for Nonviolent Seaford's growth.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here today. We are still very small but mighty, and you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said the first two steps in nonviolent social change, the very first step is listening and information gathering, and the second one is education. And that's mostly what we have continued to do over the past 2 years. So we have formed wonderful partnerships with a lot of different organizations. The Seaford District Library still is one of our strongest, from the very start, our strongest partner. And so we do a lot of tabling events there where we provide education and information. We've worked with Craig Aleman and Associates, who has provided all of the coloring pages that we hand out when we do events. Now, we found out the kids love coloring pages, and they have photocopied literally hundreds of pages of nonviolence heroes and nonviolence message and quotes to pass out to children to take home and color and learn more about nonviolence. The Seaford School District continues to invite us to their events. Our newest partners are the Seaford Police Department, which has worked with Project ChildSafe to provide free gun locks. And they're busy with a lot of other things. So they provide the gun locks to us, and then we provide them to the community free of charge. So that has been a super blessing. And Seaford Community Garden is our other newest partner. And they will be the site of several of the events that will be happening next Saturday. From 1 to 3, Kindred Spirits will be singing there. And we'll also have rock painting, peace rock painting going on there, as well as the display of our Visionary Peace Youth Art.
This is also great to hear. And I was, especially those last two you mentioned, with the Seaford Police Department and the Seaford Community Garden. That's really exciting stuff, really interesting as well. You know, so you're pounding the pavement. Nonviolent Seaford is active. It's getting known. It's getting entrenched in the community. You also post often on social media, and I encourage our listeners to check out Nonviolent Seaford's Facebook page. But, you know, again, you have this art crawl coming up on September 28th. There's a lot to this art crawl, Beth. So could you walk us through it and what we can expect?
Sure. The Seaford community has been very welcoming to us. The city has given us permission to use a couple of the downtown parks, but most of the event will be happening on High Street, where local businesses have opened their windows to us. We're borrowing their windows to display more than 20 pieces of Visionary Peace Youth Art that has been created by students from the Seaford Middle School, as well as poetry and art that have been created by other local residents. I've been doing a lot of workshops, and we have some powerful pieces of poetry that talk about violence and nonviolence. We've also partnered with Seaford Community of Hope, and that was the last workshop that I did with some young women out at Meadowbridge Apartments. And wow, the poetry that they wrote as a group is very powerful. So that will also be on display. We'll have workshops for children and all ages to be able to write peace poetry, which I can guarantee anyone can do in less than 10 minutes. And we'll have a peace rock painting. Young people can create peace signs out of different media and peace poles. So we hope it's going to be a great time. the Mount Olivet Church has let us use their facilities to have a kickoff breakfast. Now, this one is by invitation only, but we will be honoring our partners at this breakfast, as well as our young artists there. So it's going to be a full day and a fun day.
I also read you'll have a visit from ventriloquist Ken Huff and his partner Mr. Goodwood, which is pretty awesome.
No, I almost forgot about that. He said early on he was going to be there, but I just confirmed he will be there. And if you've never seen Mr. Goodwood, he's a stitch and a lot of fun. He'll be talking to people during the day.
That's awesome. Well, taking a step back for one moment, last year you held a Visionary Peace Youth Art exhibit, which is when we last talked. And now you have, you know, there's been a lot going on in between, but, you know, now you have this expansive art crawl, and it truly is expansive. What do you think, though, is the intersection in your mind between art and promoting nonviolence and justice? Why do you think that kind of messaging lends itself to that artistic expressive medium?
It's a great question. And I think in two ways. It's an expression of people's feelings about violence and nonviolence that often can't be put into words or is very painful to put into words. So it provides, especially our youth, an outlet to express those feelings, but also more importantly, their vision for a peaceful world. And I have been moved to tears every year when I get these pieces because they are so powerful. But another thing is that in the workshops that I've been leading to create peace art and peace poetry, I'm also doing education about violence, about nonviolence, and about how to deal with those strong feelings in ways that aren't violent. We did an art activity just last week at the library. We talked about our breath, about how we can use our breath to calm down. When those emotions get so, so strong, we can stop and remind ourselves to just three times, just breathe in and breathe out. And sometimes we can breathe in peace and breathe out peace, but just stopping and changing that whole dynamic can make all the difference in the world, as we know. So it's getting out there and talking with people that is just as valuable as the art and poetry that they're creating, I think, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's a good segue into my next question, which is, you know, Nonviolent Seaford it's also part of a nationwide Nonviolent Cities project, which is a network of groups working to advance nonviolent solutions and actions across the country. But can you remind us why you created Nonviolent Seaford in the first place and, you know, just what spurred the creation for you?
Yeah, I was a school teacher involved in education in public schools for more than 40 years. I'm retired now, but when they started shooting up kids and teachers in schools, it was a difficult thing for me. It severely affected my mental health, and the rise of nonviolence in the world spurred me to look into, you know, what is going on and why is this happening? Pace e Bene is the international organization that is sponsoring Campaign Nonviolence Action Days, which actually begins this Saturday and goes through October 2nd, which is International Day of Nonviolence, which is also Gandhi's birthday. And so I learned more about violence and the reasons for violence. And when most people think about violence, they think about guns and wars and drugs and crimes, and that definitely is part of violence. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke about the triple evils of violence, and militarism is what he called that. But he also worked for social change against racism, which is one of the other evils that he spoke about. And racism includes anything, any prejudice that keeps us apart, keeps us from the beloved community. But the biggest one, I believe, is poverty and everything it entails, poverty, illiteracy, hunger, that spurs people to be at their wits' end and not even think about positive solutions. So that the more I have learned about the incidence of all those three triple evils in the seafood area, the more I have become motivated to work towards that beloved community and bringing people together. Sometimes I get some pushback from people every now and then. I've had very few, but one or two people that, you know, don't want me to take their guns when I'm offering free gun locks. But that is not what we're about. We're about coming together as a people and finding the humanity in one another as opposed to divides us. So it's been healing for me, and I hope it will be healing for our community too.
Thanks to Nonviolent Seafort Coordinator Beth Kopicki and R. Kyle McKinnon for taking time to join us on The Green this week.